Savior. Welcome to Bethlehem, where we have loved and fought and longed for peace the world can never give. We welcome your peace, your calm, your gentleness, your love, and the courage you give us to face the day. Amen. Amen. There is something about the Christmas season, and particularly this service here this morning, that most of us find comforting. And I believe that this comfort we derive from the Christmas decorations and the familiar readings and the hymns runs deep. And I think it's important to us to have this comfort each year. But I believe that the comforting thing about Christmas really comes from the source of all that we say and do at this time of year, namely Jesus himself. The divine decision to take on human flesh is a powerful sign to us that God will never give up on us. God coming to us in the person of Jesus is a signal that God loves us enough to come to save us and to lead us home. No matter how bad things may become here on earth or in our nation or in our personal lives. And so we can say that life is good and that each of our lives is blessed. Not because of some inherent goodness about us or about this world, but life is good, and our lives are blessed because God has decreed it, because God has chosen to grace us and to affirm our lives by becoming a person like us and by choosing to walk this same path that we're walking. In other words, God's act of love in sending his Son among us is not the result of anything we've done to deserve it. Indeed, the act of Christmas, that is, God reaching into our lives through his Son, Jesus, happens because of one thing, because of God's love for us. It is the act of God shining the light of his love upon us, to affirm us, to steady us, to be with us as we struggle to survive in a fearful world. That's what Christmas is all about. You know, the main problem with us most of the time is that we become frightened. We become insecure, we become vulnerable creatures because of what we go through each day. Life is tough. And because of our bent, sometimes broken human nature, our tendency is to lose touch with the fountain, the source of our inner strength. We lose touch with the source of self-assurance and self-confidence and inner fortitude. And we become frightened in our life. We become worried about things. We become worried about our lives, about those we love. We begin to feel insecure about our future and how things are going to turn out. And it's very hard, maybe impossible, for us to feel good about ourselves and about our lives if we're gripped by fear all the time. Try telling somebody not to worry when they're afraid. It just doesn't work too well. When fear takes over, we don't act in love. Fear rules our lives, we tend to live out of our darker side. we can become depressed or withdrawn, afraid to face the day. Fear makes us defensive, prickly, irritable. Fear makes us prone to violence, lashing out, just like a cornered and fearful animal. But you see, here's the good news. It's Christmas, and God has done something for us in Jesus that calms our fears. Fear not. Peace. Jesus is the ultimate gift we need. Jesus is the gift that cannot be taken from us. In fact, Jesus is the ultimate word to you and to me that when all is said and done, we have nothing to fear in this life. If God has risked becoming a vulnerable, helpless baby right here among us, then you and I are going to be just fine, held in the arms of that same God who is our Father, our Abba, too. And that is the liberating good news embedded in all that we do at Christmas. God's love is more powerful than human sin. God's love is more powerful than any human meanness. God's love is more powerful than our fears of abandonment or our fear of physical or emotional deprivation. God's love is more powerful than our fear of being abused in some way or being cast aside. God's love for us is more powerful than our fear of being somehow robbed of our dignity. God's love is more powerful than anything in this life that can threaten to separate us from the love of God who created us. And Jesus Emmanuel, Jesus God with us, is the sign of that love. Jesus, the Word made flesh, Jesus who has come among us, is who we celebrate on this day. You know, Jesus could be the only real gift that you or I might receive this Christmas. This special gift from your Creator and the Father of Jesus. Your special Christmas present this year is Jesus Himself. A gift that cannot be reciprocated in any way. Jesus, God's pure gift to us, the guarantee of life with God and with those we love throughout this journey and for all eternity. Jesus, the pure, unmerited gift from God, no strings attached, offered to you on this day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.